are increasing pressures with the amount of people that are moving into Colooney and Sligo in the northwest, and you know, this does increase the pressure on accommodation in schools. And again, you know, it's up to the principal and the board of management and the teachers and parents to come up with, I suppose, solutions. And again, in the department, they'll provide the funding and the resources. And again, I think this is a good day for the people of St Paul's National School, and I want to compliment Mike once again on their excellent application.
Because, yeah, like you just kind of said there, it's about meeting this demand and also enticing people, that showing that we are an area that's developing, and to encourage more people to come in the future, isn't it?
Well, I've just said, you know, since Brexit, since COVID, there's a lot of huge opportunities with the ATU in Sligo, and people want life-work balance. And I always say that Sligo now is a new Galway. And again, the amount of talented people who've moved into Sligo into the northwest is just incredible. But it is putting a pressure on housing, on accommodation in school, and many other facilities, as in health. And it's up to us to come up with the solutions to this very, very difficult situation. And that's what government will do, to provide funding and resources. But again, on the ground, it's the people who put in these applications that see the issues, see the pressures, and they're working with the communities to, I suppose, resolve the issues of over-accommodation, of accommodation in our schools.